This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Jono from Froth once shagged a guy who preferred listening to this show. True story. Rise up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Well, we're very lucky because joining us live in studio now, Ginny, this is one that you found on the weekend and passed to me, and it's actually a really interesting event that's happening very, very soon over in Africa.
Absolutely. She actually found me on Facebook, which I'm glad that she did.
Because she found you on Facebook.
She did, which is lovely because I like to be made aware of such causes, especially those that help, you know, your fellow human.
You're like a Wi-Fi connection, now discoverable.
That was good.
Thank you.
I like that one. Play the sound effect now. joining us in studio is Casey Millick.
Hello.
Good morning, Casey.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're a bit of a champion, I've got to say.
Thanks.
A champion and slightly crazy. I don't know which one I'm going to kind of decide at the end of this interview, but you're going to do a 10K run.
Yep.
In Ethiopia.
Yep.
In high altitude.
Mm-hmm.
Against Ethiopians.
Sure am.
In high heels.
We'll see.
Now, you know, I'm just putting it out there, not to scare you or anything. You know Ethiopians are like the fastest people on earth.
Are they?
Pretty much.
Oh.
Africans have a very, they have, you know, genetics or DNA that makes them pretty fast.
Yes. On the same line of Jamaicans.
Exactly.
Like Usain Bolt.
You might be in trouble. Mm-hmm. You're kind of like, if you look at, compare the heights between you and, you know, general African people. You would be probably, I don't know, up to their knees, would you say?
If that, hopefully. No. I'm not even 5 foot.
You know what would be funny? If they ended up carrying you on a 10-kilometre run.
I'm planning on having that happen. It's the only way I'm going to make it past the finish line.
You're going to crowd surf your way through pretty much this whole 10K run.
I'm that cool. Totally.
Now, you want to actually raise $10,000 for the Hamlin Fistula Ethiopia Fund. Can you tell us a little bit about that organisation?
Sure. So it started with Dr. Catherine Hamlin, who went to Ethiopia in 1959 to help fistula sufferers. Fistula is when a girl has an obstructed childbirth and it causes a tear between the bladder and the vagina. Not very sexy.
No.
No.
And they leak urine. So when it happens between the rectum, they leak feces as well. And it's $600 for a surgery just to repair that hole. So that's what Dr. Catherine Hamlin's team does in Ethiopia.
Right, I see. So your contribution, if you raise this 10K, what it will it help?
So that's, 16 surgeries.
Yep.
Plus it goes to dresses that they get to take home, bus fares to get them home as well. There's also a school of midwives. So it trains local Ethiopian women as midwives and then sends them back into their local community to help others with childbirth and childbirth injuries.
Wow.
That's amazing, and that's such a great cause and such a needy cause. Now, off air, you were saying that the founder of this organisation, she's actually still alive.
She's 90, turned 90 in January this year.
That's a higher earnings than Bradman. You know, got out at 87. She's at 90.
That's a trooper.
That's quite a milestone. Mm-hmm. I've got to say, too, what, you know, this is obviously, you're going out on a limb, so to speak, or two limbs over in Ethiopia.
Ba-dum-ching.
What drew you to this kind of cause?
I saw a documentary on this when I was 13, and it was about a 13-year-old girl who was married into a family that she didn't know, had to leave her own family. This happened to her at 14. Her husband had left her because he didn't really need to look after someone that stunk all the time, not hot.
No.
And she was so far away from her family. A lot of these sufferers die of starvation or get eaten by hyenas, which for us is kind of, I can't even understand what that must be like.
Eaten by hyenas?
Yeah, because the homeless are so vulnerable, so they prey on the weak.
Oh, well, let's try and put an end to that, and that's exactly what someone like yourself is doing. So give us the background. When are you going over there?
November this year.
And so you have a deadline up until November to raise 10K, and there's 10 of you going, so that's 10K per person or 10K as a group?
No, per person.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
amazing.
That's much needed, though.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And if people want to get involved and donate with you, how can they do that?
Online, my website is www.hamlinfistulaethiopia.com/CaseyMillich. Sorry, it's
That's right. We'll put the details on our website.
Fundraising.
We'll put the details on our website so they can just click through and they can go and sponsor you. That would be so awesome.
That would be great.
There you go. Thank you so much, Casey Millick, for joining us. If you want to check that out, follow our Facebook at facebook.com/riseupbreakfast. We'll pop the link up there and you can try and help make a difference to someone's life in Ethiopia.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.